12 o'clock. What would you call that part of the day?
I'd say good afternoon.
When does the afternoon begin?
It begins at 12 o'clock till about 6.
What do you say when you leave people?
Say goodbye.
Do you ever say good day? Or is that an expression you don't use?
Sometimes, if it's at night, you say good night.
But you don't use... That's just not an expression you would use.
No, I don't say good day to anybody.
What do you call the part of the day after supper?
Evening.
What do you call it after you go to bed?
Night.
What would you say when you're saying goodbye and you're leaving someone's house at night?
I say good night.
If a man has to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, he says he had to start at
daybreak or dawn.
Any other expressions would he ever use?
Say daylight. Sunlight.
Would he ever use sun and say he had to start working at
sun up?
What time did the sun rise this morning?
This morning, I think it was about 6:30.
You would say the sun
rose
at 6:30. We were a little late this morning. When we started out, the sun had already
risen. A lot of people say the sun had already come up.
What would you say, I saw the sun
rise?
If a man worked until the sun went out of sight, you would say he had worked until
sundown.
Today is Wednesday. Tuesday was not today.
Yesterday.
And if someone came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than the last Sunday, you would say he came here.
Sunday was a week ago.
If he's going to leave next Sunday, a week beyond Sunday, what would that be? He is coming
week after next.
If you were going to use the actual day in telling someone about it, what would you say?
I'd say, oh, it's coming Sunday week.
If someone stayed with you from the first of the month until the 15th, you'd say he stayed about a
fortnight.
If today is Wednesday, Thursday will be
tomorrow.
If you want to know the time of day, what would you say to someone?
What time is it?
What would you look at to tell what time it was on your wrist?
Your watch.
Midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you would say it's
7:30.
Do you ever use any other expression?
Sometimes you'd say it's 7:30.
If it's 10:45, what time do you say it is?
11:15.
Do you ever use any other expression than that for 10:45? In dividing up the hour into its parts, do you ever use that form?
Yeah, you could say it's 10:45.
If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, well, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
Anything else? you would not use the word time in. I've been doing that for quite
Well, I wouldn't say spell, would you?
You could. You might. Would you say I've been doing that for quite a spell?
No, I wouldn't. I've heard that, but I don't say that.
You say it. You might
quite say... Quite a while. I might say quite a while.
But the farmer's got a pretty good crop last year. But they're not going to get such a good one
this time. This year.
If you use the same form of expression, they got a good crop last year, they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
If a child just had his third birthday, you'd say he is
3 years old.
If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago.
Ah, how about that?
Is that all?
That's all.